Sagt die Gemara, Daf Peites Amid Beis, seven lines from the bottom, the second white line. Tana Rabbonon, Hamemane Acherim Imoy Al Pisrei. If someone has a Korban Pesach, he was makdish it. Now he wants to make back some money. He wants to make some money from the Korban Pesach. How do you make some money from the Korban Pesach? By selling some shares. How do you sell shares of the Korban Pesach? You go to people, you say you want to be mishtatev in the Korban Pesach. Ad shchita, anyone can be mishtatev. And you make money. You sell important parts of the Korban. Hamemane acherim yimoy al pischoy v'chagigosoy. Chagigatu, chagigoso. Yenimne on of the filler to be lechal al asoiva. So now what happens to the money that he made? Moishe b'yodei chulin. The mois are chulin. The mois are not hektish. The mois become chulin when a person that's mishtatev with this carbon. And the Gemara is going to discuss at length now, when you have something that, let's say, you have mois that are hektish. Mois hektish. You take money, you makdish $1,000. This mois is hektish. But if you go now to a behemoth chulin and you make it kachim, so now the mois becomes switches, the mois becomes chulin, and the behemoth becomes kachim. If you have, let's say, a behema that is chulin. I'm sorry, a behema that is hektish, and mois that is chulin, the opposite. Yeah, behema that's hektish, behema is hektish, and mois that's chulin, you can also make that opposite switch. The mois become kadosh, and the behema becomes chulin. You want to make that switch, but the main thing is if you have something that is hektish. The mois are hektish and the behem is hektish. So now it's a chiddush to say that the mois become chulin. That's going to be the tomorrow's discussion. How does the mois turn to chulin? Mois can only turn to chulin if the behem was chulin and become kaddish now because of the mois. But if there's no switch taking place, how does the mois become chulin?
Wait, how does mois become chulin?
What's mois? Yeah, I'm makdish kaddish. I take $1,000. I say I'm makdish this, that it should be kaddish. So it's kaddish. You can't use it for anything. But if you go now to behem is chulin and you acquire with it, so now that money becomes chulin. And the behemoth becomes kachim. But here we're going to say a chiddush din, which we're going to discuss at length, a complicated omid. How is it shaykh to have a behemoth kachim and mois that's kodesh, and still the mois become chulin when you acquire it? Zok di gemara tana rabbonon hamaman acherim yimoy al pischoy v'chagigosoy mois shebiyodei chulin. Now the gemara says another case. You can't sell your oila. Your oila is for your kapora. Shlomim, you can't sell either, even though it's kachim kalim. It's not valid. Now the chiddush is, if it's nothing, why should the mois go to the dover? The mois should go back to the bailim. No, it's a knas. What does it mean? That means, let's say, you sold your oil, which is worth 4. You sold it for 5. So you might think that additional money is a matana, and that should not have to be a knas on that. Now the Gemara is going to discuss this first statement that we just said. Omar Ula. V'item Rabbeishia. Efshe yad chavin bavloi. Is there anyone from Bavel? He sold his shlomim, or he sold his oil, which is his kapara, you cannot sell. You sell it, it's not valid, null and void. If it's null and void, the money should go back to the guy that bought it. No, knas. Rashi says, the person that bought it gets a knas. What's a knas? It goes to tzedakah. It goes to nedava, to Keitz HaMizbech. Now the Gemara focuses on the first memra. Could someone in Bavel explain me the reason for this statement that was said, that hamamane acherim ima al pischoy v'chagigosoy moishe biyode chulin? How is it shaykh? Zev frish tle le pischoy. Ruvain was mafish tle for Pesach. He said, this is going to be Korban Pesach. Now he wants to make money off the Korban Pesach because he wants people to chip in with him. V'zev frish moish le pischoy. You have someone else that takes money that was makdish the money. We're assuming now he's makdish the money. Right. If he's not makdish the money, there's not the question on the start. We're assuming it was makdish his money. I'm going to use this to buy a Korban Pesach. So he's makdish the money. So how could now the mois turn it to chulin if it's hektish and hektish? Frag the Gemara, ha'ech hektish, chalal hektish. Diktoni mois shabiyot chulin. The gewaldige kasha on the assumption that the mois is hektish. Now, enechanami, if the mois is chulin, question doesn't start. The Moise is chulin. Of course they go to chulin when you acquire kachim. Or if the behemoth wasn't kodesh, then it's not shver either. Rashi performs both these points. Very important Rashi. Zog Rashi. Ef she yadin halavai she yoidin tam zeva yoidienu. Ha'eich. Moise hektish chalat le hektish. Moise hektish on a behemoth that's hektish. Acher lots atle hektish acher lotzeis hektish shal moise lechulin. Mi hoitzio in the moise, who took the moise lechulin? Now, Rashi says, ilu noisim bebehemas chulin, if let's say the behemoth was chulin, it wasn't consecrated, then it makes sense. Then the behemoth now that was chulin takes over the kedusha of the mois, and the mois go lechulin. That's the first switch. Behein yotze lechulin. Aval akshav ma nitvas tachteim. Once the behemoth is kodesh, what's nitvas? She eats him lechulin. Now Rashi says another eitzah. We're talking about money that was never hooked dash, regular mois chulin, and that's how the mois go chulin when you acquire kachim. Dim kein, my lememo, what's a chiddish? If you have mois chulin, then you give it to someone that is hekdish, of course the mois chulin. I bought the kachim, why should the mois be kodesh? So Rashi says the Gemara statement is only by what? By behema kachim and mois kachim. And the question is, how did the mois go chulin?
With the transaction itself, that's not bothering Rashi.
What's wrong with this transaction?
He could be calling the behema.
Yeah, you're selling your behema.
Only problem is how did it turn to chulin?
How did the boys turn to chulin?
With the action transaction, you have no problem.
What's wrong with the transaction? Transaction is a very fair way to make money. I'm selling my shares in Karm Pesach. Fakert. It's like we established all along. How do you become a shutef in Karm Pesach? By paying for it. But the question is, how does the boys become the chulin? Tosis is very similar to Rashi. Look at Tosis in the bottom. The even mois chulin, if it's a regular mois chulin, my kamashalom pshita shen chulin. The leisel mikra say, there's no reason to cancel over here. It's not like the case of the sefer where you sell your oil and shlomim, so we cancel the koina. Came in the shogelim nesachem apischa. You're allowed to have other people join you. Oh, now the Gemara now is going to say a teretz on the next omid daf tzadi. It's a complicated omid. But be'etzim it's not shver, just the Gemara is starting with assumptions that we know Masechta Temura, cold. And we understand all the sugyas in Temura, and Memela, the Gemara comes as an einfal, how to answer this teretz. So let me give you one simple introduction. We had two reasons why we said there's a problem with the Mois to go to Chulin. One is, the Behem is Kodesh. If the Behem is Chulin, what's the question? The Behem is Chulin, so Memela, it's obvious the Mois become chulin. Because the behemoth was chulin and now the mois was kachim, you make the switch. The behemoth becomes kaddish and the mois becomes chulin. Fair switch. So one teretz is going to be the yisoidoi. The behemoth is taka korban pesach, that's kaddish. But I'm a shire, a chelik in the korban pesach, that I'm leaving chulin. I have the ability, that's going to be the chiddush of this teretz, I have the ability to be makdish a korban, but leave over a limb, that limb is chulin, and that's what the money is nitfas on. And that's where the money goes to chulin. It's as if you're really selling a behemoth chulin, even though it's a korban pesach and it's kodesh, except for a one limb. Another way of answering the teretz is that the mois, we made an assumption the mois is kodesh. We right away said, maybe who says the mois is kodesh? The mois is kodesh. But I'm leaving over a tenai in the mois that's kachim, that a chelik of it should become chulin, so the seller should be able to use it for his own usage. So I'm being meshayer in the mois that a chelik is chulin. Two ways of answering this kasha. One is I'm being mishayin the behema that even though it's kachim, a part is chulin, so you can make the switch. And one is I make a tanai and a shear in the mois, that the mois is taka, I said $1,000 is meant for kachim, but I'm leaving over a tanai that a part of it should be able to be nitfas, that it should go chulin to the bailim. Zok to Gemara. Omer Abaye. Abaye says as follows. Now, Tzadi Omer Aleph.
Only that part, not all the rest of the money.
Part of the money. A condition in the money, a shear in the money. Omer Rabbi, Rabbi answers as follows. Ilav de ukmi Rab Oishia, lahu, lahi, bememane zoinal pischoi, virabihi, have a mukmina law, lahi, bekochim kalim, valibid rabbi Oishia glili, domakochim kalim, momen bailamu. Ava pesach loy meshai inchi, bemoiswen meshai inchi. This is not understandable unless I explain this back to Gemara and Temura as follows. The Pasuk says, a person is not allowed to bring as a korban an esnan zoyna. Esnan zoyna means a payment I gave to a zoyna. If let's say I gave the zoyna for her services an animal, that animal cannot be used as a korban. Loisovi esnan zoyna. Umechir Kelev is something else. Umechir Kelev means I switched for a dog. I took a dog and I made a switch for an animal, for a shepsula. That shepsula can never be used as a carbon. It's a Mechir Kelev. It's a bizarre, it's a switch for a Kelev. Only a Kelev, after Kelev. So, Loisovi Estan Zoyin Umechir Kelev is Shem Lekecho. Luchol Neder Kitiavis Hashem Lekecho Gam Shneim. Now, if let's say a person gave this Zoyna a behema of kochim. The Mishnah says in Temura, if I gave the woman a tashlum, hanoisin leisha behemas hektish leesnen, a behemas kochim. Now, a behemas kochim, is that mine? It's not mine, it's kochim. So if it's not mine, why should it be considered that it's an issa esnen on it? I can only asa esnen something that's mine. My animal I gave as a payment to a zoyna, so that's called esnan. But if it was never mine, if it's kochim, why should it be nitvas? So the Mishnah says that if you give behemas hekdesh leesnan, so the halacha is that it's takamuta. There's no problem. And the reason is we need a pasuk to tell me that it's muta, because it says in the pasuk l'chol neder, only something that is neder, but not something that's already kochim, something that's yours that you can be menader, but not something that's already kodesh. So the esnan is nachal. So the question is, why need a pasuk for that? Obviously, it's not yours. Ain't on him oisah dovash and shloy. It's kochim. Why would you need a pasuk? So on that, Reb Oishi answers in Temura. You know why you need a pasuk to tell me that an esnan that you gave from kochim is not going to be chal? Because we're talking about that you give the woman a part and parcel in your korban pesach. That means you have a korban pesach. You have no money to pay services to the zoyna. You give her a part in the pesach. And we're going with the shita that your mishar in the Korban Pesach, like we said, the chelik of it is not going to be kochim, it's chulin. So memela, that's the reason why I need a pasuk to tell me that this esnan is not allowed to be brought to the mizbeach. It's not yours. Teretz is, you gave her a chelik in the Pesach, and we're mishar in the Pesach, that part of it is not kodesh, so it's chulin. So that you need a pasuk to tell me that it's not going to be also. Omer Abaya. He loved the ukmi Rab Oishia. If not for Rab Oishia, Zetzingai in this Mishnah in Tmur that says that if you give an esnan to an isha behemas hektish, that it's not going to be chal. That means that it's not allowed to be brought as a carbon. And you need a pasuk for that. He loved the ukmi Rab Oishia lehibem aman zayin al pischo, that you made the zayin a part of the carbon. The Rebbe in the kong to Rebbe that you meshayer in the Pesach. I would have not said so. Abaye says Abaye is not a tana like Rab Oishia was. So out of respect, he says, I'm going to defer to Rabbi Oishia. But if not for Rabbi Oishia, I would learn differently. You know how I would learn? I would learn as follows. Have a mukminu lahi, bekochim kalim vali b'dabi yisag lili. I would zetzan this Mishnah in Temura, that if you give a woman a korban as an esnan, a behemas hektish, I would not zetzan like Rabbi Oishia did, according to Rebbe, that man is zoyin al pischoy, and you're mishayin the korban. No. I would zetzan that we're going according to Rabbi Yisag lili that holds, kochim kalim. Our mom and bailim, so since they're mom and bailim, it's mine. The whole question was, how do you give kochim to an esnan? Why would you bechal aser it? It's not yours to aser. It's not yours, it's kochim. But if you go to Yosef Lili, that kochim kalim is mom and bailim, I could give it to the isha. And it would be mine. And that's why it's nitvas.
What does Rebbe hold?
Rebbe holds, we'll see soon in a second, Rebbe's one who holds the Yemeshire in the Pesach. We said there's two ways how to go about it. You're Meshayer in the Pesach, you're Meshayer in the Mammon. So Reb Oishi is using Rebbe's din, Legabe Pesach, they Meshayer in the Pesach, to explain the Mishnah in Temura, why Noisen Leisha Behemas Hektish Leesnan, that's talking about in such a case that she's a Chshutif in the Korban Pesach, according to Rebbe. But Abaye says, I would have said, it's Shlom is Mom and Bailim, and that's how I can give an Esnan to an Isha. Avo be Pesach, but I myself hold. Abaye is saying, Loi Meshayer Inish. Person not Meshayer. However, be Mois, Vade Meshayer Inish. In a Mois, a person is Meshayer. And that's how I would learn. Our sugya, back to our sugya on Amid Beis, how did we say that Maman Achem al Pischoy, the Mois become Chulin? Because in the Mois, in Meshai, we said there's two ways how to answer. One is that you're Meshai in the Behema, so Mele Tshayach to be Nitvas, and one is you're Meshai in the moment. So Abai says, I would say, Tamura is talking about Kotzim Kalam Yivdi Yisag Lili, and in the Pesach, you're not Meshai like Rabbi. I don't like I wouldn't say like Rabbi Oishis Teretz that it's Meman is Zoyin al Pischoi and you go and cook to Rebbe, but in the Moise Mishire, that's something to do with Estan. That would answer our Gemara why the Moise is Lechulin. Alba Ben Moise, Vade Mishire Inisha. When a person is mafresh his money, I'm going to use this for kochim. This is my intent. That what? That part of it should remain chulin, so the seller can use it for his own usage. And this is how I understand Rebbe. Not that it's shear in the carbon, but a shear in the money. Back to our kasha we started the sugi with. How is it shayach that if you sell your current Pesach, the moys become chulin? It's according to Rebbe that what? That you mishare in the moment. Rebbe Oishia says that the sugi in Esnan is talking about the imamana zoyna al pischoi and you go and come to Rebbe, you mishare in the Pesach. I would learn sugi in Esnan and Tamura much different. I would say it's talking about a case of Rebbe Yisak Lili that holds Kachim Kalim, so that's why I'm able to give it. It's mine. And that's a chiddush why it's in Esnan. Because otherwise Kachim. Kachim is not in Esnan. It's not mine to Asa. But Rebbe Yisrael doesn't say that. He answers, Rebbe, you mishai in the Pesach. I myself, I hold you mishai in the moment. And that's how I learn our sugya. And the Gemara now repeats himself. Zok the Gemara, the Pesach lo mishai inshi, kong tabaya. Hu emois vay the mishai inshi, vay hi the komukilo Rebbe Yisrael. And that which Rebbe Yisrael zets his ein, that my man is zoyin al pischoi, kerebi, loy mukminele ano kerebi. I do not want to zetz that ein like Rebbe, meaning the sugi in Tmura, that you're Mashiach in the Pesach itself, and your Maman is Zoyin al Pischoi. The Pesach le Mashiach inshi. I don't hold that you can make a carbon, makdish a behema, and say one part is not Kodesh. And the reason is, the Rishonim say, is because we notice something called that once Kedusha is chal on one limb, it spreads, right? It spreads. We had a Gemara in Kedusha like that. So it spreads. So how could you say that your Mashiach, part of it is chul and part of it is kochim? It's a spashat bakula. It's a spashat kula, so I'm not nochis to say that you're Mashiach. And the Gemara says, Uva mois Mashiach inishev. The mois, yes. The mikor ke mafish lu adayte dochi mafish lu. Vahalekalu ukbik Rebbe Yosi. Now, vahalekalu ukbik Rebbe Yosi. You can't say our sugya that says that memana acherim yimoy al pischoi. The mois is chulin according to Rebbe Yosi that it's kotcha kalim is momen bailim. Because it says right after that, Hamoichoi losav shlomav leyosa klum. According to Rabbi Yosi, you could sell your shlomim. We had the second statement. The second statement was, you sell your oil for your kapara or your shlomim, it's losav leklum and they cancel you. Well, according to Rabbi Yosi, you're allowed to sell your shlomim. Kachim kalim is mamim bailim. So this is not Rabbi Yosi. Get Rabbi Yosi out of the picture in our brisa. Rabbi Yosi is the only way to understand this mishnah in Estan, in Tmura, but not our sugya. That's mamim bailim. That's not going to do it because it says clearly leyosav leklum on shlomim. Now the Gemara says, the sugi in Tmura that says that you noisen carbon. If you give a isha a behemas hektish leesdan, he zets zayin according to Reb Oishia. That's the case that you're giving her a carbon. What do you mean a carbon? How are you asking? It's not yours. Teretz says, it's my carbon and I left out Mishire in the carbon. A chelik that's mine. I'm Mishire in the carbon. A chelik that's chulin. And that's the payment I'm giving to the Esnan. And that's the chiddush that it's chal. The Rebbe, Shmami no desvirale, afilo bepischa Mishire insha. Gemara is repeating itself. Because it's a taka complicated Gemara, but the Gemara is repeating it a few times. Chazar is very applicable over here. Zok the Gemara, v'hashu the ukmi Rabbi Yosi lahi b'meman ezoyin al pischoi. V'Rebbe, so shemami no desvirle, afilu b'pischa mishai insha. That is how we learn the sugya. So again, there's three nekudas. There's a kasha that we ask over here that says, how in the world, if you sell your shears in Korim Pesach, does the money become chulin? If the behem is kodesh, and the money is kodesh, what happened to the kedusha? So there's two answers. There's Rabbi Yosi's teretz, and there's Abaye's teretz. Abaye learns, be'etzim, you know how you can do it? If you mishayer a chelik in the money is not all kachim. So mele, it's shaykh that a tanai in the money, that the money goes to the bailam chulin, use it for whatever you want to use it for. Reb Oish's teretz is based on the Mishnah in Tamura, that it says over there, if you give a carbon to an isha esten zayna, it's chal, a carbon is not yours, to how is it going to be chal the isha? Zok Reb Oish, it's talk about that you memana zayna al pischoi, and you mishayer in the carbon pesach, a chelik that's chulin, and that's how you make it, that it's an esnan. And that's how you would answer our sugya. I, how is the mois gal chulin? Teretz says part of the animal was chulin. So mele, it's nitvas on as if you sold an animal chulin. Of course it's going to be nitvas. If the money goes to chulin because it went into the chelik of the chulin of the animal. That is how Rav Oishi answers. Abaye answers, no, we're talking about Yemeshai and the money. Because Abaye learns a sugya in Temura that Esen is talking about the Yosei Aglili, which is that kochim kalamosh mom and bailim. You ask me, Kasha, how do you give a behemoth to an Isha a carbon that it's an Esnam? There it is. It's kochim kalam, it's mom and bailim. That's how it's chal. You can't say our sugi is Rabbi Yossi because it says clearly right after that, Hamoicha losav shlomav leosav leklum. And according to Rabbi Yossi, shlomav would yes be chal. It's yours. Now the Gemara, after this introduction, now the Gemara introduces who's Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara is be'etzim saying a ganz of vart, assuming you know Temura. And now the Gemara is going to ask, where's Rabbi Yishya? Zok the Gemara, my hid Rabbi Yishya. What's Rabbi Yishya? The Tanan. No san lo mukdoshin bes nono. If he gave a zoyna, a hektish, a behema hektish, for an esnan, hare elu mutorin, it's mutter. It's not going to be chal on the Mizbeach. It's not going to be chal because of a posik that says, luchol neder. It says, loisovi eslan zoyna mechir kelebeis shem lekecho, luchol neder. It has to be a nether. Since it's already someone that's Kurdish, it's not going to be nether. Now, why do you need a posuk for that? On that, Rabbi Oishi says you need a posuk because you might think it would be chal because you're talking about your maman is zoin al piskoi and your mashar in the Pesach, a chelik that's chulin. But that's why you need a posuk. Lafuke that. But if not for that, why would you need a posuk to tell me that's not chal? Of course, it's not yours. Now, Abaye says we're talking about the Yitzhak Lili. That's why you need a posuk because you would say it's mom and bailim. The Pasuk says that it's not an Esnan. But why do you need a Pasuk? It's only because it has to be a Chiddush why you need a Pasuk. The Chiddush is because you might think that it would be Chal because you're Meshai in the Pesach.
I need a Pasuk anyway, even when it's not a Behemoth Kachim. When you give a Zayin a Behemoth not Kachim, she can't go ahead and bring it to the
Mishnah. Right now, if it's Kachim, the Mishnah says you could bring it to the Karban. Right, because it's not Chal. Because the Pasuk says so. What do you need a Pasuk for that?
I need a Pasuk for the Pasuk Pshat.
No, but we learn it out from the pasuk. Of course, you need the pasuk. But the reason why the Mishnah says that noisin behemas kochim leisha is not an esnan, v'ashteitim pasuk l'chol neder. You need a pasuk for that. The pasuk doesn't need to tell me that. V'ashteitzach is not an esnan because it's kochim. It's not yours. Zok the mamayi the Rabbi Yishia. Where's the Rabbi Yishia? The Tanan. Noslam mukdoshin best. No. Hare elu mutorin. It's mutter. Now the Mishnah continues. Oifo is the chulin. If you have a bird of chulin. Hagelu asurin. That's not to be brought as a mizbeach. Show you bedin. Maybe make a kavachoyma. Umayim mukdoshim shamun poisa ben. Madch mukdoshim. With the moon passels. Ain esen or mechir chalalein. We just said the esen is not chal by mukdoshim. The pasuk says so. Oifus ain a moon poisa ben. By oifus the moon doesn't passel. It says tamas vezachus by oifus. There's no tamas vezachus by oifus. So ain a din she ain esen mechir chalalein. So why should esen be chal on the oif? Look, for sure should not be. It's more kal. Talmud Loima, and the Pasuk says no. L'chol neder l'gabes ha'oifas. Neder is ma'arba ha'oifas, that Esen would be chal. Now the Gemara says, maybe if I can't, say that it should be chal by Mekdoshin. Kavachoyim l'gdoshin me'ato. Let it be chal by Mekdoshin. What's a kavachoyim? Ma'oifas she'en amun po'is ha'ben. Ma'arach ha'oifas when mum doesn't passel. Esen ha'mechir chal alein, it's chal on the oif. Mekdoshin she'amun po'is ha'ben. And didn't she'esen ha'mechir chal alein? Now comes the Pasuk. Talmud Loima l'chol neder. Prat le nodur. Nodur, it's already nodur. A kochim, a behem is ready kodesh. So mele esen is achal on it. Elo time the cause of rachmon and neder. It's only because of this posik. Hola havoch yav aminu mukdoshim chal isa esan lein. If not for that, you would say, it's chal on mukdoshim. Why would you think it's an isa esan on a behem that's ready kodesh? Your transaction is irrelevant. It's ready nodur beforehand. Vo'ein on the moist of dovash ene shaloi. It's not yours. It's kochim. On that comes the Rabbi Oishi, where we started the Amid with. It's an echatimtza where you have a shaykhs, even though it's mukdoshim. You're mamana her on the Pesach, and according to Rebbe, you're mashayin the behema. My Rebbe, where is this Rebbe? We still didn't introduce Rebbe yet. Now comes Rebbe, the Tanya. If a person has low funds in his bank, and what is he going to do now? It's Pesach time, he has to make Pesach. You were attaching the pasuk as follows. If your household income is yimat miyos miseh, so hachiyehu miseh, you're allowed to make money off the animal. You're allowed to sell shears in the Karm Pesach. Hachiyehu miseh, michde achila, meaning whatever you need for eating, v'loy michde mekach. You're not allowed to stop make money. That's Tanakama. Tanakama says you can sell the Karm Pesach in order to be able to eat for the Sudas Pesach. Maybe matzumor, it's a chelik of the Karm Pesach. But stop to go buy a new car, you can't do that. Rebbe says no. Rebbe Yoima af michde mekach. You can sell it stam. You can sell shares in the carbon al pischoy vachagigosoy umoy shabiyari chulin shamanaskein ikdisha yisrael pischayin. It says clearly that you're magdish and amanaskein, that you can be mishari in the behema. Now, Rabbi and Rabbi Zeir, we have a zaitik machlokes. Now in this machlokes, Tana Kama and Rabbi, Rabbi and Zeir chadom beitzim letziyosoy. You can sell it if you want to use firewood. Then you can sell shares in the animal. Kule amalei pligi, that everyone agrees to. The chem that takanta the pesach, it's part of the pesach, kagufa the pesach domi. Ki pligi, what's the machlekes? Bematzu morer. Is that a zaitik azach or not? Rabbona savi ho achila achiti, that's a different achila, that's not negated to karm pesach. Virevi sova, no. Kemi dech shere the pesachu, it's in order to be, have a karm pesach, you need the matzu morem yachluo, so melu hu adin, for the matzus, you're allowed to sell shares. Kagufa the pesach domi. Vechado amar, another way of machlekes is, bematzu morer nami kule amalei pligi, the ksiva matzu morem yachluo. Everyone agrees to matzu morem you're allowed to sell, because that's part of the karm pesach. And some want to say you're not allowed to give a shiksa matzah. Why? Because it's like Karm Pesach. So Melu Hu Adin Kepesach Domi. Keep pligi what's machlekes. Likach by choluk. You still want to buy yourself a cloak, a clothing, or likach by talis. Rabbanis Avim Yois Misei Om Rachmana. Hachiyeh Ulaseh. Hachiyeh Ulaseh means only be mechayah for the seh, for the carbon itself, not stamp for a talis. Rabbi Sober, Hakye Atz Mechomiseh. You can relive yourself and sustain yourself from the seh. Now the Gemara goes, finishes off. Ul Abaye started off the Omid. Abaye said, I defer to the Tana Rabbi Yishya. But if not for Rabbi Yishya, I would learn what? Estan is Rabbi Yishya Aglili, and our Sugi Yemeshah in the money. Zog the Gemara, Ul Abaye Doma Yilav the Ukmi Rabbi Yishya Lahibah Manazoyin Al Pischoy, V'Rebbi Havu Mukminu Lo, B'Kotchim Kalam V'Dibad Rabbi Yishya Aglili. Doma Kotchim Kalam Oman Bayi Limi, Alva V'Pesach, but Rabbi hold in the Pesach, you're not Meshah, you're only Meshah in the money. Alva Pesach Le Meshah Inish. Hokatoni Behedjet says clearly in the Brice we just said, Shamanas Kenik Dishi Sol's Piskein. That means they're Meshire in the Pesach. Amanas Kain that you can utilize part of it in Chulin. Zog the Gemara, Abai is going to answer, Eima, Shamanas Kenik Dishi Sol, Mois Piskein. According to Abai, you're not Meshire in the Behema, you're Meshire in the money. So you have to be Gervis in the Brice, Amanas Kain, Shiru, Mois Piskein. Gewaldige Sugi over here, a whole Yesoid in Mesechet Tmura, on the step. That's for sure. This Omid is, the Shas approaches the Sugya as if we know the whole Machlokes of Oishi and Mesechet Tmura.